A top German diplomat said yesterday Germany will not object if Poland chooses to send German-made Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia is issuing stark warnings of retaliation should the U.S. and European allies provide these more powerful weapons to Ukraine. For more, let's bring in Stephen Flanagan, adjunct senior fellow at RAND. He previously served as senior director for the National Security Council from 2013 to 15. Stephen, hi.
Hello, Robin.
Well, and just to outline for us, what is the debate around first just sending tanks to Ukraine right now?
Well, the debate, first of all, is that the Ukrainians have asked for the Western allies who have been providing quite extensive security assistance for upwards of 300 main battle tanks to counter an expected Russian spring offensive along the front, particularly adjacent to the Donbas region, but also in the south of Ukraine. And a number of the allies have tanks that that the Ukrainians would like to acquire, particularly the German-made Leopard tank, which the German government controls the distribution of because of the arrangements that that have been made with the countries it has supplied the tanks to. So hence, Germany is the key to unlocking the allowance for the Leopard tanks that are held by a number of other European countries, including Poland, Finland and Denmark, who have said they'd be willing to transfer them unless the German government says that they would not oppose it. And that is what, as you alluded to, German Foreign Minister Baerbock mentioned yesterday in a press conference, that the German government would no longer stand in the way if Poland or others wanted to move forward with the transfer of those Leopard tanks in their possession.
Well, the U.S. has said that tanks might present complications for the Ukrainian military because they're difficult to operate.
Well, the concern about the difficult of operation is particularly focused on the U.S. Abrams tanks. They require extensive maintenance and a special jet fuel, literally, because it is a turbine engine. The concern is that it might take too long before they could be made available to the Ukrainians. And trained on to ensure that they could maintain them. The sense is that the Leopard tanks, which are more plentiful and available in a number of Europeans, the Germans have at least 245, and they probably another 100 in storage. Other allies have many more, that they could be transferred fairly quickly and are better suited for the terrain and the kind of support that that Ukraine could readily provide.
Yeah. Isn't there another issue here that has to be discussed when it comes to Germany and tanks in Ukraine and Russian troops perhaps confronting those tanks? There is a history here. Is that part of it, the optics?
Absolutely, Robin. History looms large in this and understanding why the Germans are so reluctant. Germany has, since the end of the Cold War, wanted to play a leadership role in Europe, but not be too far out in front, and certainly wants to continue to play a role in ensuring that there is some kind of dialogue and cooperation when there can be with Russia to avoid a wider conflict. And what in addition to the concerns that this, you know, potential escalation that would be caused by transferring this additional equipment, there is that sense that the optics, the political optics of German tanks once again confronting Russians in the plains of Ukraine would bring back rather nasty and difficult historical memories in the German political debate. And there are differences within the coalition right now, and particularly and also with the opposition parties, who would be more willing to play that more forceful role.
Well, Russia has said if the U.S. and allies provide more powerful weapons to Ukraine, and one would think these tanks would be in that category, this would cross a red line. And then what?
Well, that is, of course, what Putin wants to convey, the sense that there would be some further escalation, perhaps a widening of the war. And that also is a factor certainly in the German political debate. The German public wants to be supportive, and Germany has been the third largest contributor of security assistance to Ukraine. But there is still a hesitation and a concern that once again this could bring war to German or other territory in the NATO countries. So that is definitely, so far, the Russians have not attacked any of the training facilities in Germany that are being used to train Ukrainian forces, or they have not attacked the transfer points in Poland that equipment is moving into Ukraine. But Of course, that is the great concern, this idea of a widening war, of an escalation that would turn this into a NATO-Russia confrontation as opposed to a Russia-Ukraine confrontation with the West providing strong assistance to Ukraine.
Stephen Flanagan, Adjunct Senior Fellow at RAND, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.